Good morning, you're listening to The Mix on Lanzarotemix.net, Lanzarotemix.com, locally to Playa Blanca on the radio, 107.6 FM. It's raining. It's been raining a lot, I think. And we're sitting in the studio and looking out on my front garden, and it's wet. So and there's a bit of looks like be quite a bit of wind. And I know Michael's going to talk about the weather warnings. But it's really not very nice. And yet, 5 minutes ago, it was bright sunshine. It's programme 453 in the current series. I'm Robin North, and it will be for the next hour. And I'm joined today by...
Stu Ogbin
and McEaston.
McEaston, there you go. And we're hopefully going to have a really good time and a bit of a laugh, and maybe furnish you with some information that you didn't already know, but we'll see. Anything else, guys?
No, not really.
So, Michael, have you got any news at all?
Well, yeah, I'm tired.
Yeah, but are we talking? We're talking weather.
I have got weather.
Weather.
Yes, we were all to kick off with that really because.
How is Amelia?
Hey.
How is Amelia?
Amelia.
Yeah, well, that's the storm.
Is it?
That's what they've named it, Amelia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it always named after women?
No, I don't think. I think did they name it after a man in the UK?
Anyway,
go ahead.
Look, this is, yeah, it's a big storm. I mean, it is raining now, but this will due really from 5 o'clock, 1700 this evening.
That's when the winds get up and everything else. That's when it's coming down.
Yeah.
Not kilt weather then?
No.
No. You're talking about winds up to 70 kilometres an hour. Okay. It's pretty bad. And the waves, particularly on the north and west coast of our island,
yes,
you're looking at waves up to 7 meters. I think you said to me off air the small ferries are all
small ferries are cancelled, but the large ferries have still got to supply, got a food supply coming from Fuerteventura and wagons and cars and.
Loads of working. Events.
Everything's been cancelled. Every event. Sports.
Yes, everything outside the markets, the sporting events, absolutely everything is cancelled tomorrow. They're expecting it to pass through by Sunday.
Sunday.
But of course, we're a small island in the middle of the Atlantic, and there's a distinct possibility a lot of it could miss us. But it's. I looked on the radar this morning, and. A big thunderstorm is approaching us at the moment.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
I think that's probably all we needed to say. Rainfall, pretty high, up to 15 millimetres per hour, which is actually a lot of rain.
Yeah, I've battened down the hatches anyway. All my shutters are down, it's down.
Yeah, my paths have just got a dusting of water.
I've just got to keep my fingers crossed that my Christmas lights don't blow away.
I mean, to give you a clue, the wind and the waves, they're looking at storm force 8, which is pretty big. There we are. That's depressed you all, isn't it?
Yeah.
At least we get told the correct stuff, don't we?
I want to talk a bit about road laws and things that are going on at the moment, and in particular the V16 beacons. But just before I go into that, beginning of next year, e-bikes, electric bikes, not scooters, electric bikes will require insurance to be on.
Saw that yesterday, yeah.
Yeah.
I would have thought they needed it anyway. Any insurance that...
Well, it's strange because I thought when they issued all the laws relating to them, 18 months ago,
yeah,
I thought insurance was one of the things. But obviously,
no,
I was wrong.
No.
How can you drive anything without... I mean, well, I know people can, but, you know, without an insurance, you know...
Well,
some people ride motorbikes without insurance.
Well, true. Yes, we're all going down that road.
Yeah. E-bikes, pretty quick. They're not just mountain bikes. They're racing bikes as well.
Oh, you're not talking about a motorbike that's electric.
No.
You're talking about a push bike.
Yes.
That are fine.
Of any designation. Because mountain or racing bike.
This includes the patinettas, no? Yes?
What, the pedal ones?
Yes.
No, I'm talking about scooters.
About?
Scooters, well, patinettas.
The patinettas, the scooters. The ones that they're standing on with two people and no crash helmets.
Right, that's a different kettle of fish. That's a scooter, not a bike.
Right.
But there is a consideration for early next year that scooters will require, and so they should, insurance.
Of course they should, because...
They're on the road.
And I've seen the police pulling them, no helmets, checking out that everything's all right with them. Because didn't they have to be matriculated this year? Didn't they have to ask for a matriculation? Matriculation. Because they're going to have to be serviced. They're going to have to be looked at, like an ITV and everything else, and passed. And I've noticed with the police, because it was up at the windmill roundabout, up by the China Bazaar, that the police had caught somebody on a bike the other day when we were coming past.
A bike or a scooter?
A scooter.
I've seen lots of instances of police officers stopping scooters.
Yes, yeah.
So
the e-bike, even though it's got pedals on it, Mick?
Yes.
It's got to be?
Insured.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes. Good. Okay.
It ought to work out for other ones as well, them silly buggers that's on normal pedal bikes. Well, if they scratch your car, who pays for it?
Yeah.
I'm not just saying your car, but they've been known to run into people by, you know, pedal bikes.
Well, okay. There's another interesting thing coming regarding motorbikes and cars. Overtaking, all right. There's quite a few laws already, but are you aware of this one? That if you want in your car, if you want to overtake another vehicle on the road, you can only do so providing that you don't go 20 kilometres an hour more than you're doing to overtake.
Oh, right. No, I didn't know. I knew you can put your foot down to get past them.
No, you can't. You can only do a maximum of 20 kilometres an hour more.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You put your foot down to get past them.
Yeah.
If you're doing the speed limit, you can't.
No. No, you can't.
That's what I'm saying. But if you're doing 40 in a 60 area, you can put your foot down up to 60.
Yes, you can.
There you go. It's just normal common sense.
Yes. Well.
Yeah.
Tell the DGT that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But you can cross a solid white line to overtake a cyclist.
Yes, you can.
Well, not if they're already doing 60, because some of them do.
Oh, yeah, you're right. And the thing being is, but you can't do that in the UK, can you? You're not allowed to cross the white line, but there are double white lines.
In the UK, yes.
And here. And here.
I haven't seen...
Right, let me think where that double white line is. Is it between Matcha and Tias? There is two lines on the road. I think it is, Matcha and Tias.
And here's another odd one. These are rules that will be coming in the new year. This is a very I don't know how. Okay, electric scooters.
Yep.
Will no longer be allowed on high occupancy vehicle lanes.
Okay.
These lanes are meant to encourage shared travel, reduce congestion. What are they?
Oh, it's when you're supposed to have two or more people in the car, isn't it? It's to move people about faster.
Faster, high occupancy lane. Yes, in England they have, going into Leeds, they used to have on Kirkstall Road, they had their high occupancy. That was, as Robin says, more than just the driver in the car.
Yeah.
If you were a single driver, then you had to stay in the traffic queue. But the high occupancy lane was always the empty one, and that was on the inside, which would be rather funny.
In the UK, some time ago, there was instances of people. There was instances of people who drive on their own, mostly women, but they got a blow-up doll inside of them.
Yeah, I had,
so that they looked as if there was two people in the car.
Yeah, I had one.
No, you had a blow-up doll for other reasons.
The only thing is, it had a cock out of its mouth, and then I realised that it were inside out.
Okay, we'll have some music and say, well, Nuria gets her headphones on.
Yes.
Because she's here and...
I'm very welcome.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black,
I say white.
You say bar,
I say bite.
You say shark,
I say him. And yours was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
You say Rose,
I say Royce.
You say God,
give me a choice.
You say Lord,
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Stein or Superman.
All I wanna do is
that was Bicycle Race by Queen. I did think about the Les Bicyclettes de Belsize from Engelbert Humperdinck, but no. Anyway, there you go.
Is he still here?
Yes, he's still alive. Well,
no way. Ingelbert.
Yes.
What a name. I know loads
his
of...
His name was Jerry Dorsey.
Sorry. Yeah. Hola, buenas. Yeah. Feliz Navidad. You know, a lot of stars change their names. Elton John, he changed his name. What's it, Dwight or something his name was?
Reginald Dwight.
Reginald Dwight. Cliff Richard was Harry Webb.
Yeah, he was born in India.
Yeah, I know. That's a very typical name in India, you know. Register, what's his name? Harry Webb. That is a true, strong Indian name.
No, I think he was Anglo-Indian, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. And he was in Perth recently in concert. I said, Papa, why didn't you go? And shouted out, hey, Harry. You know, because Dad used to meet him often with their flights. And Dad says, darling, I'm an octogenarian. To be another octogenarian, great, no. Oh my God, that makes my stomach turn, he said. But yeah, a lot of them. And that today, Harry Webb, like Harry Styles, is an acceptable name. Yeah. But Engelbert Humperdinck, that's not his real name.
No, Jerry Dorsey.
And he lived...
Yeah, now that sounds, sorry, no disrespect to my fellow colleagues here, it sounds a very white name, doesn't it? Yeah. Like a plain name.
He lived on a council estate in Leicester.
He did.
Really? I didn't know this. Yeah.
Well,
and I used to go now.
Leicester.
When I was first in the old bill, I used to patrol that area, and I used to call into his mum's house and have a cup of tea.
No yeah. way. Yeah. Well, it's the same with Freddie Mercury as well, because his parents' house, because they worked at Heathrow, his father, is around the corner from my Arabic family's home. There's a plaque outside, Balzao, something like that, because they were Egyptian, or I can't remember the background there. But it's interesting, when I've asked some students, because there's a lot of Guanchen names, Abanchara, Guayasen, there's a lot of Canarian traditional names. I said, if they chose their own name or if they had a middle name. In Spain, it's not traditional to have a middle name. It's not typical. Does anybody else have a middle name?
Mick.
What's your one, Mick?
Eric.
Eric? All right, Eric. And yours, Stu?
Stuart.
Oh, that's right, of course. Why did you swap them over?
My first name's George.
I know.
No, that's how I've always been called, Stuart.
Because your father was called George?
No, my dad was called Robert.
So why, you were given the name George?
Because my dad's father was George. My granddad, or my mum's father was called George. So they called me bloody George.
Can't you have a Spanish name then and say, oi, yeah. Me llamo Jorge.
Jorge.
No, okay, no.
Okay.
Do you have a middle name, Robin?
I don't. My parents hated, they both had middle names, and they both hated their middle names. And so neither my sister nor I have.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I know your daughter changed hers, but with a B-Y-N, wasn't it, her name?
Oh, yes. Well, yeah. She changed
her artistic name. Yeah.
She originally changed it as you say, an artistic name, but now it's her...
It's her permanent name. Oh, yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Now, my middle name should have been my first name, but my mum was not going to have me named after a mother-in-law. Except when I've been researching the history, discovered my grandmother wasn't called Veronica. Her name was Verna.
Oof.
Yes.
Even worse.
So can you imagine me being called Verna? Hello, Verna. Nah, it doesn't sit.
No.
But mind you, in the UK, nobody could pronounce my name properly. So I was either called Nurofen, Nureyev, Mogadon, because somebody realised it was something medical. Yeah.
Oh,
It is. By the way, if anybody needs any boxes of crackers, Island Life have plenty of them for sale. Boxes of 10 for €16 currently.
Mm,
yeah.
Michael!
Nothing like stereo sound in your ears, is there?
No.
Eric.
Thank you. Before I go on to the V16s, can I just tell you, finish up the last bit of mandatory new traffic laws that are coming in. We did e-bikes and scooters. They must now, well, January, display lights at all times, day and day and night.
I wish they would do the same with bicycles.
Although
bicycles should have license plates.
E-bikes, scooters and bicycles.
Should they have license plates as well?
No.
So how can you denounce somebody if they're causing dangerous driving? There's a case in Australia with that. A girl 16 or something, a young girl on holiday, drunk as a skunk, zimming in and out, ran over, somebody killed them. And they've decided to deport her because they're not going to have her in prison under taxpayers' money.
What's happened to the woman that...
It still hasn't come to court yet.
The one that killed the baby? Yeah. Other people? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she didn't kill anybody else, but she maimed them.
Yes.
Yep, still not in court.
Right. Parking near pedestrian crossings will be prohibited to improve visibility. Thank Christ for that.
Why can't we just have lollipops?
Yes.
Why can't they paint instead of those stupid sort of 3D zebra crossings by Casino Nautico and the Grand Hotel?
Yes.
Surely, if you're not, sorry Mick, but surely if you're not used to roads and tourists here are looking and trying to focus on where they're supposed to turn and head to, surely lollipops would
I used to complain bitterly about the road markings that we used to have in the UK. But actually, over the years, it became apparent that they were a very good idea. Mm-hmm. And here, you can park right next to...
Yeah, but here, they just step out with pushchairs. I was always a green cross code, wasn't it? And I always used to stop and make sure until both sides are traveling. Yeah.
Pedestrians are
I know, but in Korea I stood there for ages and then somebody just pushed me and I thought, my God, they have to stop. And if they don't break and hit you, they're at fault. Oh, great. I'm in hospital, broken legs or hips or killed. Yeah. So when is that coming in, along with those...
January,
especially with the DGT lights as well.
I'm coming on to that in a minute, but just one last thing. And this... This will cause accidents, I'm sure. Okay, overtaking broken down or accident scene vehicles, you must reduce your speed limit. Your speed to 20 kilometres an hour below the speed limit, and leave 1.5 metres lateral distance.
So similar to cyclists overtaking, more or less.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of the approach to. On the LZ2 to Arecife, there's always accidents.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
So if you drop to you're at 90, you've got to drop to 70 in order to overtake. That's doable. But if you're on, say, doing 60, you've got to drop to 40 oncoming,
Yeah. Right.
Just before you go on to it, Engelbert Humperdinck.
Nothing like adding ADHD.
He adopted a German composer's name.
What, Humperdinck?
Engelbert Humperdinck. Jesus Christ.
Get your dentures back in, man.
Right, beacons, and the first bit applies to you.
What, as a convertible?
Yes.
Yeah.
Drivers must place the magnetic orange flashing light on the vehicle roof without leaving the car. How are you going to do that?
I can't do it.
We can.
You can, actually, if you think about it.
But you can't.
Starsky and Hutch.
You've got a biscuit.
But you can't.
You need a biscuit tin. Mm-hmm. Put the lid underneath and put the magnetic thing on the top and it'll stick to it.
Tried it, doesn't work.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I've tried it.
So you can't do it without getting out the car? Well, you can't because it won't stick, will it?
It won't stick. And if it's weather, bad weather or anything like that, because we're on orange alert supposedly, aren't we, almost?
Yeah.
Yeah? No, I tried it, trust me.
But even so, it's not that windy enough to blow it off if you put it on.
Yeah, you haven't seen me driving, man.
You're not supposed to be driving with beacon on. What do you think? You're a police officer.
Yeah, why not? Starsky and Hutch, do you remember that?
Yeah.
That information come from, by the way, Engelbert Humperdinck, the message came from DGT.
Starsky and Hutch.
From who?
Car keys and clutch.
What is it?
Myself and
not the DGT.
My female partner in the old bill were armed... anti-surveillance officer for Princess Margaret, and so we'd carry our bag with all our kit in everywhere, and somebody got hold of it, both the bags, and wrote in big white pencil right across both of them, distemper and makeshift.
Distemper and makeshift on your bags?
Yeah, instead of Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah, I think that's a good
Dempsey and makepiece.
Yeah.
Distemper and makeshift.
They play on words, That was a good series, actually, Dempsey and Makepeace.
Anyway.
Yeah, going back to the beacons.
Right, okay.
Right, so a lot of places, all those that bought in the post office a year ago and everything, those don't work, they're not valid. So you spent out money, but
they're not valid.
Not really valid now.
No, because
Because of new rulings.
Yes, the big problem that's now occurred is they're hackable, and a hacker has done it, and he can retrieve all your data because they're committed to the internet.
Because you register them.
Yeah.
Well, it's not because of registering the new ones, because Movistar were doing a deal in the Black Friday, 2 for $54.90. Instead of 99, and they come with a SIM card, integrated SIM card that's valid until 2038.
Yeah.
It's all a tracking system and device, not because you broke down or anything, for anything.
So that the
cars can't disappear now, like if you try to outrun a policeman and then hide in somebody's garage, they're going to find you.
Yeah.
If you've caused and fled the scene of a crime, but they're going to find you.
No, they won't find me. They won't find you. Just don't put the batteries in.
That's true.
Don't put the batteries in.
Yeah, my grandmother did that on her aid thing here. She hated it.
I ain't spending money on batteries every week. Putting them in and rotting, making sure they are working.
And then you can imagine, you don't use the apparatus and you go to open it like Christmas ones and all the batteries are bled. The humidity that we have here.
How do we know which ones are allowed?
Okay.
If Robin's bought it from the post office.
I bought silver on the post office.
When?
Only ones that connect to the DGT
directly
via a SIM card in it are legal.
Well, you should have them.
Don't think in the post office. At. Bring that one. Is that one there from the post office has got it? Let me check. If it's got the, it's got a smart, but does it have
it's, it? If it says it's smart, it's smart. It's not like Mick.
It's got 3-hour autonomy on it.
Yeah.
Yep, it's connected. It's got service of communications prepaid until 2039.
It shows you, if you look on the side, it's got the logo for the pointing where you are. That's
a logo, pointing where you are.
The red thing that you put on when you ping yourself. Not pee yourself, ping yourself.
Well, mine are black. My one's black. Blick, blick, blick.
Go on, Mike.
Part of that particular ruling, if I can find it again, hang on just a minute. It said on it, these will replace the warning triangles. Just this morning.
But they said you need the triangles.
Yes.
Because Worth are sending these packs that were selling to us, and it comes in a sort of a case with the apparatus and the triangles and the vest.
Yes,
yes.
And that's originally they said they won't be thrown away.
Big Brother tracking, that's all it is.
It's changed that you need the triangle.
I went a few days ago to pick up my international driving license, which I need. And usually you book an appointment, you go there, take your photograph, pay your €10 something fee, and you get it. But now with your digital certificate, you can activate it online and sort it all out, pay your taxes and tassas online, and then you don't need an appointment, you go there and pick it up. Technically, that's fine, until you're sitting there for over an hour and a bit, because they will fit you in if somebody doesn't turn up for their appointment. Mm-hmm. But yes, we are getting more and more with the electronic side of it, with the cloud-based and digital certificates. So there was a gentleman there who has a dinosaur phone, he said it. He's looking after his sick wife. His license is due to run out. They can't give an appointment. There's nothing available till the new year. So, and they were saying, you can't do it. So I said, can he take my slot time? And they said, no, because that is with your name and your ID card. So in the end, I took him across Central Medico. Now, yes, it costs more than traffic. And I said, I'll pay the difference, but it meant he could get a paper and cover his travel and everything for his wife immediately. But the wonderful ladies there sorted it all out for him. So he only had to pay what he would have paid in traffic. So if people do get stuck, I mean, our wonderful Dr. Sophia can do it for you as well. She is able to do that. So you don't need to go to Central Medico in Arrecife. She could do all of that you need for your licenses and things too. So there's ways and ways.
There is.
And haze. Plenty of it. So yes, as I was driving here, it was raining quite a bit outside. It's quite fresh. You can tell it's fresh because our Robin's got his jacket on and he's got his trainers. He's all suited and booted. Yay! Bing, bing, like this. Yes, all suited and booted.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, but strangely, excuse me, my paths are now nearly dry.
I thought you were going to say nearly clean because of the rain. I'm hoping for a bit more because then my car is clean. Because I feel like I may have red Indian blood. I have Indian, but not red Indian. Every time I go to the car wash, within a day, it rains.
Well, I've got a carport and the bloody roof leaks. So it's just...
Oh, yes, so we said we'd fiberglass that, didn't we?
We'll see. Michael, or do you want some music?
Music!
Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult, an old favourite of mine. So
that's a classic though.
Yeah, it is. Michael.
All right, so sorry, this storm is called Emilia and it's already starting to
Emilia
hit its effect.
Amelia.
Emilia. Emilia.
Oh,
Funny you should say that. It's just come in that they've just put here, Lanzarote, full scale alert. They've just closed the access to Los Chocones and the old hotel.
Correct, and they've also now activated, as you said, emergency plan. Naviland was due to open tonight.
It was.
This afternoon. Naviland's been shut down. Everything. The inauguration will start tomorrow, depending on the alert.
What's Naviland?
Naviland is the big Christmas fair in Recife.
It's a massive, massive big
They've really
wheel.
Extended it. Oh, no, that was there last year.
Oh, was it?
Which was great when it was windy and you go, but they've got Tom and Jerry roller coaster, which I am 100% going on this weekend. I do not care. I'm a roller coaster freak. But yeah, that was due to open today. They had all everything set up and everything done. So no, everything is now, all activities, all classes, everything has been shut down this afternoon. Naviland, the Christmas market in Costa de Guise has been shut down. So many things from 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So this is going to get worse after 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Great. When I'm supposed
and
to be going
tomorrow.
They said they haven't put an end date on it.
I'll have a look in the on the radar in a second while you're doing that.
Well, there was supposed to. I think there's supposed to be a what is it? An all this weekend.
And I've got entrance to this evening called Saints and Perverts.
Oh,
it's a very it's a sort of like sister act but with testosterone. So it's called Saints and Perverts. It's a crazy comedian dressed as a nun and other things, and he's that's on this evening in Tinajo, free. But I've got to ask, I know they put it 4 hours, but now with the alert, are they going to suspend that too? They've already suspended the Christmas ladies lunch for some reason. Well, I know the reason, but that's the 27th of December, so they've
suspended
that.
And they've just issued a thunderstorm warning now.
Oh, I love it. Supposedly, that's what I'm going to hit in Dubai. Can you imagine a thunderstorm in Dubai with all those buildings? Definitely want to be up on the 145th floor of Burj, yes.
No, I don't think so.
No? Oh, come on.
No.
You touch a wall and your hair just springs out, yeah.
I used to live in Lincoln.
Mine would.
Long time ago, obviously.
Beautiful cathedral.
And when we had electrical storms there, I could, where I lived, I used to stand at the windows and look to the escarpment and the cathedral on top, and the lightning.
Oh, when that hit any cathedral, even with Westminster Abbey in the Parliament, they said when the thunder, but you can imagine on the Burj Khalifa when that hits. Oof. Yes. So yes, I've just checked again. Mine are definitely black, my lights. I think it kind of fits fine with the car, because it doesn't work.
Because black lights find all sorts of things. But I don't think you mean that sort of black light, do you?
Yeah, black is black.
Is he awake?
Who is? Which one of
me?
Now, Mick's checking the news.
Oh, Michael,
he's
checking his
news.
He's checking the news. Updates by the second.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the big storm is just the centre of the storm has just hit Madeira, and it's heading directly for us now.
Well, okay.
Hmm.
Well, weren't we on alert on Wednesday as well for really bad weather? Last Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
All the alert, we were going to be flooded.
Oh, I battened down the hatches.
Yeah, get your ark out of the garage.
Well, school's closed.
Yes.
Yep.
All activity was suspended Wednesday and Thursday.
And it drizzled.
Yep. But saying that, though, the wind was very strong in Tinajo. One of my students got hit by a flying plastic bottle and thought he had been physically hit.
Could be to do with your biscuits.
Yeah. Oh, go for it. They're there for a reason.
Christmas tree.
Yeah. I just saw this. Go for it.
Oh, they're not homemade then?
Of course they are.
Oh.
Why?
No, it's all right. I just queried if they were homemade or not.
Only thing is, they're not gluten-free because I'm a glutton.
Of course they're gluten-free. They're not gluten-free. You can't have homemade cookie
glutton
then.
Free.
Glocken, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm gluten. I'm a glutton.
No, mine's lactose.
That's the second one.
Morning, Alan. Morning, team.
It's the third one.
It's the third one.
She's counting.
Anyway.
Well, I made 60. That's all that's left.
Is this about to cost us an additional fee in parking at the airport?
Oh, here we go. It's already gone up a lot.
Okay. But they've now approved it in an hourly rate to the buses that are coming there.
What?
Yes.
Public transport or yes. Tour operators?
Discretionary buses. Buses.
Okay. Discretionary then is tour buses, surely?
Probably. But the buses come in there, don't they? This is their same buses. And the carriers are now expecting to pay an additional €6,000 a month to operate there.
Ah? Huh?
Yep.
I thought it was only property owners that were screwing people.
Well, to be honest, I've always parked and I looked at other parking fees. Mine's jumped up, so usually for 2 weeks parking, the airport car park used to cost me about €57 for 2 weeks. It's now 84.
Yeah.
All right, is Expressa rejection of their decision to apply an hourly rate to discretionary buses?
Serious, isn't it?
From which website was this from? Because sometimes in Spanish translation.
I don't think discretionary buses are normal bus service.
They're Lavos.
Don't think so, huh?
Lavos.
Lavos. Mm.
They're normally pretty good.
I would have thought that would be, say, private minibuses and things, meaning things like, you know, the ones that pick up people here, not tour operator ones, the ones that do the transfers here. Yeah, last minute, all those. They're not registered as proper, say, tour operators, they're down as a transport license. Maybe that's what they're talking about.
There is a lot of sort of small...
Right, they've cancelled all the boats now between Lanzarote and La Graciosa.
What?
Those are both suspended
well,
now.
That will last a death.
But that means teachers that living here will get stuck there.
Well, it's always fairly rough around that corner anyway.
Oh,
yeah.
It is. I always
you put a video on all the
week. When it all flooded. Yeah.
Jesus.
And some guy fell 3 meters in that Barranco thing here in Playa Blanca. He had to be rescued. I'm trying to see where...
Which Barranco thing?
The one that runs around the back and down.
What was he doing?
He was probably trying to balance. Let's see what it says. Talking about taxis issues over the Christmas period again. As we know, there is huge problems with the new entry system. Just to let people know, if you have a TIE and you're returning, regardless of the passport you have, if you have a UK passport, if you're returning to your country of residence, you go in the EU queue, not the non-EU queue. And if there's silly buggers there, that some of them are informed and not informed, you are resident of the EU. It's nothing to do with citizen. You're returning to your place of home, so you're in the EU queue.
So that's if we're returning back to the airport here?
Yes. But check on the board now, because they're putting on the board, if you have to do your registration of exit, they're putting up there on your boarding board, because a lot of people didn't know who had to and not do it. So any flight, you have to do that.
Sorry, if I fly back to the UK, which I'm not intending to do...
You're doing your exit. You have to...
I have to do an exit?
You have to do an exit because you're exiting your country of residence.
Oh, okay.
This is another control to do that whole 90-day rule. And also it's a control for us as taxpayers, because by law, your agreement for your NIE or TIE is that you are a resident tax. Yeah. Now, when people say taxpayer, it doesn't mean you need to pay extra taxes. It means that you declare your taxes here.
Yeah, every year.
And expenses here. I'm trying to find this for, I don't know when our Mick found this information.
Is the machines on your exit then? If I were going to the airport now and I'm going to go out,
How does it scan your TIE?
I don't know if it's scanning the TIE or how it's working. I think it's connected. But if you are, I haven't found that out yet. Like when I'm exiting now, yes, I'm going to Madrid. That's different. I'm still within the EU. But technically, how does that work? Then will it be when I exit Madrid for Australia that I've got to register?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they are refusing to renew people's TIEs at the moment.
Because you'd be in the other terminal to go to Madrid, won't you?
Because they're asking, sorry, Stuart, they're asking for extra paperwork now. One of our workers is Irish here. They asked for his vida laboral to show that he has been working constantly here.
Is this your first Ventura?
No, Fuerteventura are lax. They're great.
Yes.
Here.
Oh.
It's here. And they went there to renew a couple that have temporary for permanent. On the website it says you need your EX23, you need all these different paper, the typical motherload 790. No, they ask for the empadron histórico, boom. They ask for her contract of work, boom. I take everything now. When we're coming to renew ours, don't be surprised that they're going to ask for our latest tax return as a proof that we are a tax resident here, because that's what they're starting to ask.
So how many how long is it before you have to renew your padron?
No, your padron, if you're going to renew your TIE, has to be issued in the last 3 months.
Right.
Do not get just a normal padron, get the padron histórico, because that will tell you how long you've been there. They are doing random checks still, going around houses and checking on people. Mm. But with this exit and entry system now, hopefully it will be more where they'll be able to see these gaps or people come in here for more than 90 days.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it is getting tighter and tighter, because as I said, gone are the days where I used to go to a police station and there's always Juan Alejandro working there, just with the EX form, the modular form, and empadron, because that's what they ask on there. They're now asking for things outside of that, and it's not them, it's the system. As soon as they put in any details, if you're Irish, it pings at exactly different things, and it is changing from week to week.
Mm. Marvellous.
So, trust me, I may know them all here. I'm going to Fuerteventura to get mine renewed.
Oh, absolutely.
As well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So helpful.
Yeah, so somebody else, they couldn't get an appointment here, and I said, if you're willing, guys, to go and do yours. The other thing is there's a lot of people that are still paying their taxes in the UK and bounce backwards and forwards. They came over here maybe on a temporary visa or a non-lucrative. And obviously you've got to prove, because they ask also for your bank statement to show that you've got enough funds in your bank to support yourself here when you're going from temporary to permanent.
All right.
Yeah? So that's when they said, well, we were told on when we applied, so they haven't maintained that. So if you've only got thousands of the euros in your account, even if you're going from temporary to permanent, it's got to show that you've got enough to support yourself on. The ones that start here with like a 3-year visa, then go to 2 years to make it 5, and then go to 10. And people are having their TIEs removed from them because when they get the histórico, found out they have not continually lived here for different reasons.
Mm.
So they just take it from you.
But that's the silly thing about the histórico. All it is it'll say what your address was when you first...
Right, so in my case, I'm a rental. So if I stay where I am now, and then I move out of there, or go to, say, be in Australia for X amount of time or something, and I come back and I'm staying with, say, you here, I'm not registered here, I'm not empadroned in your house, there'll be a gap. And if there's a gap of over 2 years, regardless if you prove you're working here, you've got contract here, you're not registered here. No, that's enough to...
I understand what you're saying there, but there were people, we won't go into it in any great depth, there were people that went on the empadron to get things like the
discount and stuff like that. It doesn't work now with our TIEs because we've got the support number with the old green card.
I'm just saying that people were here, but they weren't here.
Mm-hmm.
It would go back to the UK.
There's a lot of people that came here because of medical treatment that they couldn't get back in the UK. But it's tightening, the net is tightening and tightening, because all of this entry and exit thing, it's all Big Brother control. And it's also going to be, and they're controlling even more. And this is annoys me, that if you come here on a boat with no identification, everything, you get all your paperwork you're a newbie, new chance and all that. But it's becoming tighter and tighter and stricter and stricter. Sorry to say, because of Brexit. Brexit, that's it.
But the only thing I will add, and we talked about this some time ago, is that if you are a national here and you want to go and visit the UK, there is a
similar
thing.
Yeah.
As my sister-in-law's finding out, she wasn't aware of that. I told her I'll apply for it. It cost €20. It's valid for 2 years. Now, I applied for my Australian visa. I get subclass 651, which is an e-visitor. Costs nothing, because when you go on the site, there's all these sites, and you think that's what it is, and I get people saying, what, €70? That's a bit lot. No. Now, last time I applied for a visa was 2 years ago. That's when I was last there, in February 23. And it was the usual one, put my details, upload a copy of my passport, had to apply for a new one, because when I was looking at translating through Singapore, as I had less than 6 months, they wouldn't give me the visa to do so. And Australia is stricter now. So I was trying to wait until 6th of December so I can get King Charles's coat of arms on my passport. But wasn't happening. So basically, I sent my passport from central office in Arrecife half an hour after my boss sent his application from here in Playa Blanca. His arrived in the UK in 4 days. Mine took 11 days to arrive in the UK.
Mm.
But to be fair, from the moment they processed it and all was done, it was pretty quick. But when I applied for my Australian visa, there was 10 pages of forms to fill in online. And the questions that they're asking now is more invasive than ever before. I had to state the reason for my visit, what I plan to do in my visit, list addresses of people I will be visiting, because I can't just put, I'm going to see Daddy-O and put that there. Was I planning to travel within Australia? How long I've been residing in my current property, and whether it's my own property or rental? What is my position? How long have I held it? I've never had that in a visa application in my life. But saying that, once it all got through, I got an email saying, your visa's been processed, and 1 minute later, an email going, it's been accepted. But yes, the net is getting tight and trolled, and they have to, because I don't know if you've seen it in the news, Nick. There are 12 young girls and a boy missing from the children's homes in Arrecife. They've now, as Triton, I think the operation is, the police are closing in on the borders.
This is people being trafficked, is it?
Correct. Young kids being trafficked, disappeared in Arrecife, and they're now tightening on with caution with the borders of France at the moment.
Mm.
People think it's not happening. It is happening. It is happening.
Quickly, Michael, have you any more important news?
Yeah, the sun's shining at the moment.
I know, I can see that.
But
drying up his...
Butted La Graciosa.
If you're thinking of going to the food fair in Las Palmas Square in Arrecife today, this is the one where they have roadside stalls.
Correct.
And you pay a small fee and you get a sample of...
Yes.
You can have a little sample of
tapas.
Yeah. Don't go. It's been suspended.
That's been suspended as well.
And I'm not going when it opens up again, because the food will be a bit old.
A bit stale.
So have you guys done all your Christmas shop?
What?
What's that?
Is it Christmas?
It's Christmas time.
Is it Christmas? Well, did you look at door? Because I looked at door.
There's no need to be afraid.
Right, carry on, Michael. And anything?
A couple of things from... do you remember Oscar Noddy?
Do you remember why he passed?
No.
Okay.
Do you remember he said about the cruise ships coming in, the boutique cruise ships?
Oh, yes, November. What happened?
I'll tell you what happened. There were no ships coming in until the dock services on land.
No, but hold on. This, everybody attacked and slammed on social media. Certain people were really slammed at talking out their asses and all this. They don't know what this and that. Did anything come here, even a boutique cruise from Abu Dhabi?
No, they went to Arrecife instead.
Yeah. We came here not for it.
Because there's no shore facilities.
But we knew that.
Yes, of course
there's
we did.
There's not even, what you said, what's it, control of a police, port authority? They don't have an office there or anything?
No. And the LZ4...
He's done it again. So he's basically almost like a type of catfishing and ghosting and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
What's going on?
The LZ40...
Sorry, just before you...
Yes.
Is in a huge amount of photographic opportunities.
Yes, opportunities.
Well, we know why, yeah. don't it? We're coming up.
Was it election time?
Very soon.
Ooh,
the old rule. Because it starts in about a year, the whole campaign, so now it's getting there and say, hey, remember me, guys, and all of this. And the meeting that they had for the English speakers was basically saying, you come into Playa Blanca, anything to the right that belongs to Club Lanzarote and Montaña Roja belongs to Club Lanzarote, their problem. Anything to the left, we're working on it.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. I forgot all about that, the thing.
People are complaining the water's too cold in the swimming pools. Anything about the swimming pool?
Well, they clearly haven't gone to your house, Stu.
What swimming pool?
The one that we have built by the back of the bus station. Is it finished?
No.
Is it up?
No, they're waiting for the rain to come and then it'll be in the natural pool.
Forget it. Nobody's going to take that on. The LZ40,
Porticlero too?
No.
Oh, no.
No, the road that runs from the airport, basically, through to what was Berkey's roundabout.
What you call a Toro roundabout?
Yeah, Toro.
A Toro?
Yeah.
Well, dual carriageway.
The busiest spot for the police.
Yes. Well, it was apparently all planned and organised for it to be widened.
Well, it's all on works at the moment because I've been there twice in the last couple of days.
Yes, but it hasn't even gone out to tender. It won't be going out to tender until next year.
But there was something about Yeza, you know, the back of the salute at Yeza. There is a sports ground, a bit of a
Carpa where they do their fairs and things, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's like a park, and they're going to spend 925,000 euros doing it up.
Don't know about that.
Where do we get these figures from?
It will run,
237 and 16 cents.
Very quickly, El Toro roundabout to Porticlero. Is it
967,000 euros on it?
Off at
and
the
it's
moment.
Still not open.
No, still blocked off. I was there yesterday and it was still blocked off.
So you can't get through that?
No.
It's only one way traffic at the moment. It's as always a lovely mess.
Yes. Anything else, Michael, very quickly?
Because the music's about to start.
Yeah, the International Marathon won't be starting today.
Oh, that's all right, Robin, we are into the Ant Marathon.
Surveillance cameras. New surveillance cameras in Porta del Carmen, allegedly just for surveillance, but they actually are number plate recording cameras in the event of a violation of a traffic law.
Fine. I'm okay on that one. I have done no wrong.
And on the Rambler as well.
Oh, and the Rambler too.
That's what I said, Arrecife.
No, the Rambler and Medulla.
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 Yeah. Spot
of the brain. It is, isn't it? Amadulla. There's a song about that. Bueno, ya empezó la música. Por fin voy a decir algo en español a ustedes. Feliz Navidad. Y próspero año y felicidad. Bienvenidos de nuevo a otro día con nosotros. Gracias por escuchar nosotros en la última hora. Espero que te pases muy bien este fin de semana. Cuidadín con la alerta naranja, con las lluvias y todo. Si tiene que salir, vale, pero si puede quedar en casa, mejor todavía.
We'll see if we can do a program next week. It depends on the rain, of course.
It depends on the rain, yeah. I will try and check in from Dubai, shall I?
Yeah.
And you got anything planned for Sunday, Michael? You biking, motorbiking?
Maybe.
Might be cancelled.
Maybe.
It must be nice on Sunday, I believe. But anyway, we shall see.
What about you, Georgie?
No. No football, nothing. It's all cancelled.
No, I haven't got anything planned either.
No, well, never mind.
I'm packing up presents.
Humbug.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't realise what the date was until I...
Yeah. But it's 12th today, isn't it? It's the 12th today, so next week will be 17th, day 19th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So probably the last... Right, if we do...
So hold on, if the programme will be 11, it's 3 hours ahead, so it'll be 2 o'clock in the afternoon in Dubai, I'll be awake.
When did you go?
Thursday morning.
Oh, very nice.
Well, I'll set the system up so that you can call in if you want.
Yeah.
Which one do we use? Messenger, yeah? Okay, we'll do that.
Fine.
Yeah, I've just got a perm in my hair from the electric storm in Dubai. I prefer that over a sandstorm.
Yeah.
There you go.
And I'm flying in the big A380.
Are you?
Yeah. Well, 777 long range to Dubai, but my favourite, A380, and I'm flying their premium economy on the way back. Yeah.
There you go.
Right, the sun's out, the passes are dry, and normally, roundabout, now we say...
Oh. Oh.